This is episode 2048 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, September 7th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Time for some random facts.
Random facts, random facts, random facts, random facts.
The first webcam was invented in 1991, and it was because computer science researchers at the University of Cambridge just wanted to see if there was coffee in the break room.
Oh.
That's a unique thing. I would think that was very useful.
You'd think the first thing it was invented for was porn.
Well, that came later.
Coffee first, yes.
There's a disorder that makes people think everyone they see is the same person wearing disguises. It's called the Fregoli delusion, and it's named after an Italian actor named Leopold Fregoli, who was renowned for his ability to make quick changes of appearance during his stage act.
Okay.
I've not even heard of that disorder.
Never heard of that.
Now we have. There is a typo. Get this, a typo at the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C.
No way.
The word future was engraved as eucher.
What?
Officials believe the artist Ernest C. Bairstow grabbed an E stencil instead of an F. The bottom line of the E has been filled in, but you can still see the error. So future eucher. Oh, that Abraham Lincoln, he was a smart man. A sterilized male lion will fully lose his mane due to lack of testosterone. I don't know why you'd want to sterilize a male lion, but okay. Whatever.
I don't know that either.
And finally, the South Pole only experiences one sunrise and one sunset for the entire year.
Wow.
Yeah. There you go. Who wants to live in Antarctica? And don't everybody rush.
I think it'd be a little chilly.
I think so.
Probably too chilly for my liking.
And that is some random facts for today. It is time for the Who Cares News. Here's Morgan.
Well, Kaley Cuoco is... I was actually surprised.
Kaley Cuoco, of course, Penny on The Big Bang Theory.
Yes.
For 12 years.
And this was her second marriage to Carl Cook.
And was. You're saying was.
So, Friday...
Yeah.
After, you know, we'd already done our show.
Yeah.
There's an announcement. They couldn't have announced it before we did our show.
What's the deal with that?
I was looking at it going, what the heck?
We need to get a hold of Kaylee's people and tell them that we are first to know on the Who Cares News, okay?
So anyway, Kaley Cuoco, she's slowly ridding her life of a strange husband, Carl Cook, in his presence. She's deleted his name from her Instagram bio following their breakup announcement.
Yeah.
And soon coming divorce.
Okay.
So the former couple confirmed their split Friday, the same day she filed for divorce.
She filed for divorce on Friday.
Yeah.
That was really sudden and quiet.
It was very quiet.
But you know, I don't think they ever lived in the same house.
Everything that she posted about them was happy.
Right, but I don't think they ever lived in the same house.
I have no idea.
I don't think they ever did.
So, despite a deep love and respect for one another, we have realized that our current paths have taken us in opposite directions. How many times have we heard that?
Yeah, right. Well, this is the pat statement.
It was a joint statement.
Sure, of course.
And then he added, keeping this aspect of our personal life private. There's no anger or animosity.
Sure.
Quite the contrary, the statement.
Well, not yet. Not until the... how many prenups can she have? I mean, if she gets divorced, how many times? When does she start running out of money? That's my concern.
I don't think he actually needs her money.
Really?
I don't think so.
No, come on. He's not Big Bang Theory rich. No.
Well, no.
And the last husband was a tennis pro. What was the deal with him? I don't know. This guy was a weirdo. I don't know about anything about this guy.
Wait, this guy is supposedly pretty darn nice.
Okay.
So that I've heard.
Okay.
Anyway, so Carl's been...
Again, if Kaylee's people would get a hold of us and give us the information so we wouldn't have to hear about it on the street, we could give accurate information on the Who Cares. Oh, who cares? We don't care.
So Carl, she took Carl off of her bio.
Yeah.
But he is still on her Instagram feed.
Okay. So she left his picture.
Several photos of their now estranged couple.
Yeah.
But they have, there's pictures of them and their fur babies.
Oh, okay. They did have fur babies.
Yeah, they did have fur babies. But she's so into the equestrian thing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she's big time. She's deep in it now.
She's huge. She's been in it all her life. It's one of the things
And she's filming something right now with Pete Davidson.
Oh, my goodness.
What the heck?
Stick to Priceline commercials, Kaylee.
Well, Scott Disick and, I'm sorry, Lord Scott Disick and Amelia Hamlin.
Yeah.
Oh, they hit a rocky patch after the DM drama.
Did they now?
Did they?
Oh, yeah. I wonder. Yeah. I expected that.
Did you? I did too, really.
Yeah, because, I mean, he's so jealous.
She's just a little toy to him.
I know. And he's so jealous over this whole Travis Barker, Kourtney Kardashian thing.
Well, a source claimed to People that it's partly because of the Kourtney drama.
Yeah, okay? Of course.
But also, Scott being Scott.
Scott is Scott.
Lord Scott being Lord Scott.
Being Scott, yeah.
They're not fully over yet, but...
Oh, they're not fully over yet? Is that what you're saying?
They're not.
I think they're over.
Oh, I think so, too, but they haven't.
I think this is a deal breaker.
They're not officially
They're not insta-official. Okay.
But she ain't happy with him, that's for sure.
Oh, I'll bet
she's
not.
That's for dang sure. Amelia isn't happy.
I'll bet that her mom isn't happy. I bet that her dad, well, I don't think her dad cares.
Well, I bet her mom might be, it's like, okay, this is good.
Yeah, but she's like talking about it on The Real Housewives. She's been talking about it. It's like, I don't know. He's kind of old for her.
She's not happy about it.
No, she's not happy. What parent would be happy about this? I mean, really, in their right mind, you raise a child. You give them all the best you possibly can. You cheat to get them into college. Oh, wait, that's a different kid. And then they go and they hang out with this whatever he is.
Well, he's still...
Hanger-on.
I don't know that he's in love with Kourtney, but
he's not over Kourtney. He's not over the bank account. He's not over any of that.
Well, that's true.
Come on.
Anyway, to make matters worse, Amelia Scott allegedly spent the weekend apart.
Oh, did they really?
Despite the fact they were both on the East Coast. Gasp.
Gasp. What does she do? Is she a model? They're all models, right?
Model.
Aren't they all models?
They're just models because they're
because their name, right. Yeah. They're kids of somebody famous, so it's like they're models.
Yeah. And the fame is relative for the parent.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah. So I would call her like a C.
A C?
A C-list.
Oh, a C-lister. Okay. All right. Yeah. I gotcha. Well, yeah, the parents aren't super famous. I mean, Lisa Rinna was a soap opera star, and now she's, you know, on a reality show.
But some of these people, they work to be famous.
Harry Hamlin should have stayed on ER. What has he done since that was of any consequence?
I don't think he was ever on ER.
I meant
L.A. Law.
L.A. Law.
Dun, dun.
Sleep deprivation.
Dun, 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 dun.
See hour dun, 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 one of this show.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, I don't even know how to bring Halle Berry into this today. I don't know. I don't know how to do it.
Let's see here. Who would be happy with you seeing Halle Berry? You would.
Scott Disick. No, wait a minute. more Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.